the European Union calls Greece's bluff. Now what? We'll expand that further into the impact on gospel work there, and we'll share an update on widows in the Middle East. All coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Greece has defied Europe's titans with a resounding no on bailout terms. The problem is they hold the purse strings. With a country in default, it's uncharted territory. We caught up with AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis in Greece. He says while the politicos continue last-ditch efforts to salvage the situation,
when there is no agreement, it is extremely unlikely that the banks will be able to open, and Greek banks, even the capital controls, have liquidity only until the end of the week.
A cabinet shakeup is in the works. There are also rumors of help from two other major economies, but
Russia has indicated very clearly for the Greeks not to expect anything from them. China has not said anything. The value of Greece for China is as part of the Eurozone.
Nobody knows what's next. What they do know is uncertainty.
They're hoping that any agreement will have less in taxes. Yet at the same time, the government does not want to reduce the public sector, so you cannot have it both ways. There is no way. Something has to give.
But just getting by is going to be difficult, as every part of life is affected by this vote. Ioannidis says with banks closed, supply lines are shut down, affecting all parts of the economy, even their private hospital. Is it still running?
At this point, we are going based on whatever has been stockpiled in previous weeks and months. Once that runs out, with the banks closed, it becomes impossible to replace supplies and to move forward.
Dialysis, cancer, heart, and other vital treatments can't stop, which could propel Greece into a humanitarian crisis. Many are asking questions, which is giving evangelical Christians a platform to share the best message in the world.
They are wondering where there can be hope. Where can they find hope? And of course, our answer is that the only one who can provide the hope and the peace that lasts forever is Jesus. And we've been sharing the message of the gospel.
The only thing people can do right now is to pray. This is Mission Network News. Well, the monsoon rains in Southeast Asia have destroyed homes and stolen lives. They've also affected ministry. Floods have killed more than 60 people throughout western Myanmar and West Bengal, India. Gospel for Asia supports ministry in 18 of the affected villages in Myanmar. Can you keep these people in your prayers? Pray missionaries would reach victims with the gospel in the midst of suffering. You can help financially through a link in our web story. Did you know there's a group in India whose name means peddler's pack? The Banjara are the largest gypsy group in the country, and for years they've been seen as outcasts. But because of the rejection, doors are opening for Christians to love and accept them. Greg Kelly with World Mission.
They've become a priority for us. There's over 6 million of them just in India alone, and the evangelical percentage is 0%. So it's the first time, literally, that they're hearing the good news of Jesus Christ.
A majority of the Banjara can't read, so World Mission is handing out their audio Bibles called The Treasure to share the gospel.
In our recent distributions in this area, which has only been going on for the last 90 days, we've been targeting a group of about 3,000 people, and out of that has come 2 churches.
Want to help? Find links at our website to donate a treasure. And life can be a challenge for widows, especially in the Middle East. They face rejection and often lose their kids. But the story of another well-known widow is giving them hope. Sat7 Par is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is airing a show called Life and Its Fullness. It teaches biblical character traits based on the life of Ruth from the Bible. Want to help women like these? For only $10, you can. Visit missionnews.org to learn how. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, just call our resource line. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up to get our e-news blast, and it's free. Go to missionnews.org, fill out the information, and voila, you're all signed up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.